But I do want to talk about intermediaries. I think it's a really valuable topic. We're seeing an increased use of intermediaries. What I'll start off with first is some terminology. Oh, by the way, I do note that I don't have a co-panelist. There's nobody in their right mind who wants to share the stage with me. If I don't have enough time to get through my remarks, it's because that jerk that I'm presenting with wouldn't give me enough time. But we've got that all pretty covered. So, but quick terminology is important. And I noted as I was sort of reading these slides before I got up here, there's a little bit, I talk about fiscal sponsorship as compared to fiscal agency. And in the way that I've written it on the slide, it makes it sound like fiscal sponsorship is superior and fiscal agency is somehow bad. That's not actually true. They're both legitimate forms of using intermediaries. However, a lot of challenges arise if what you think you're doing is fiscal sponsorship and what you end up with is fiscal agency. The difference is that in fiscal sponsorship, the intermediary has the appropriate discretion and control so that they play a relevant function in the relationship. Fiscal agency is where it is just like the name suggests. The intermediary does not have appropriate discretion control, and as a result, their participation is disregarded. And I'll talk about this in a second on the next page. What that means is that to the extent that I'm about to talk about the benefits and advantages of using an intermediary, if you inadvertently structure it as fiscal agency, where the intermediary doesn't play the appropriate role, you're not gaining any of those benefits. So using terms like conduit or pass-through suggests fiscal agency, suggests that the intermediary doesn't play a meaningful role. And if you do that by accident, it's a problem. Most of my day is spent working with the New Venture Fund and the 1630 Fund, which are two fiscal sponsorship organizations that host projects.